Strategists share predictions on what's next for Democratic Party. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw from the presidential race just 1 month before the Democratic Party's convention has left many wondering about the next nominee of the party. President Biden's decision has a striking resemblance to the events of 1968, when President Lyndon Johnson declared in late March that he would not seek re-election. His vice president, Hubert Humphrey, received enough support among delegates to secure the nomination at the party's convention in August 1968 in Chicago. Now, all eyes will be on Vice President Kamala Harris, who has secured the president's endorsement to be the nominee. "I think there'll be a lot of talk over the next 48 hours over who the potential candidate could be, and you'll hear some names be floated," David Carlucci, a Democrat strategist and former New York State senator, told the Epoch Times. "But I think that any serious contender is going to recognize that it's going to be hard to beat Kamala Harris in this convention and that they might try to position themselves for the vice presidential pick." Some of those names include California Governor Gavin Newsom, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Mark Kelly, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Maryland Governor Wes Moore, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. "This battle right now is for the middle, for those few percent of people that are still undecided," Mr. Carlucci said. "And I think having Kamala Harris there now gives them the opportunity to really energize a new group of people and get those few extra votes that we need in those swing states to win the elections." According to political strategist Christopher Bruce, the next couple of weeks would be extremely unpredictable because nothing like this has happened since 1968. "Democrats need to take a page out of Republicans' book and become united," he said. "It is no longer the general public or even general Democrats who are going to elect their nominees. Now, it goes toward the delegates," Mr. Bruce said. "The candidate must secure a majority of the approximately 4,000 delegates in Chicago. Now that President Biden has withdrawn from the race aside, the delegates are no longer pledged to vote for him. That means there's an open convention. Even though he's endorsing Kamala Harris, that still means that these delegates can vote for whoever they would like," Mr. Carlucci said. "It could be a process in which, if there are multiple candidates, if one does not receive a majority on the first ballot, they will advance to the second ballot," he added. "And if that happens, this would be the first time the party's convention goes to a second ballot to determine its nominee since 1952. I don't predict there being a battle. I think it's going to be Democrats rallying behind Kamala," Mr. Carlucci said. Mr. Bruce agreed and said if Ms. Harris is passed over, there's going to be a lot of upset people in the black community. The Biden-Harris campaign recently disclosed having more than $91 million in funds on hand, which could not be used to support a candidate other than Ms. Harris. "While this is not a huge concern for the party, it might still present a challenge for other candidates. Biden-Harris is a different legal entity," said Mr. Bruce, who is also an attorney. "There are definitely ways to get around it. I would say that it would not be easy." Jacob Berg contributed to this report.